Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I have been procrastinating on diving into the second draft of my book. I finished the first one just before my birthday and it sat there for the last 2 months, two and a bit months, waiting. And it's not that I don't want to finish it. My coach has been checking in, making sure everything's okay, and something always just gets in the way. So Mabel's daycare provider was sick, so she had to shut the daycare for a week. So I lost a week there, and then the following week Mabel was sick, so I lost a few days there. And then this week I've just been putting things in front of it. Things that I feel are urgent, but if I'm really honest with myself, they're not. And so I had spoken to Lisa a couple of days ago. She asked me how the book was going, and I said, oh, you know, I want to write. Like, this is my vision, is I want to write and I want to speak. And I want to see if it's possible for that to be what I do. Have my podcast, have a book, do events, run retreats, run my mastermind. Like, is it possible for me to just do that? Because I think sometimes we, you know, we have these ideas, and particularly me, I bounce from feeling really confident and like I know what I'm here for, into these extreme moments of self-doubt where I just feel completely paralyzed, not able to move forward, just stuck in this place of fear. And I get completely derailed. And then I start, my old pattern was really to then start looking at other people for answers and then head off on down a path that wasn't my own, because I lost faith in the fact that perhaps it is possible for me to live and make a good living doing things that I love and nothing else. I just, you know, to and fro from yes, I can, no, I can't, yes, I can, no, I can't, yes, it's possible, no, it's not. And so with my book, it just kind of got to this point where I was just stuck in self-doubt. I didn't really know what the point was. The point of my book, the point of me writing one, because I mean, what next? You know, what, like, then I have to find someone to edit it. Then what do I do next? Like, and I got the advice from my coach just to write to the end of the book, stop overthinking it, and write. And this has really been a recurring message for me over the past few months, right? Like when I did that public speaking program that I talked about, the message for me was like, get the fuck out of your head. You know, stop overthinking everything and just start acting. And I've just noticed this week, my ability to procrastinate is next level. I do it, you know, I can't remember where I heard this recently. I'm just trying to think, where did I hear this? I can't tell you where, because I can't recall, but it was how you do one thing is how you do all things. Ah, okay. My last interview with Scott Frankland. Oh my God, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. And he was talking to this, one of his teachers that he met in prison was this kind of, for want of a better term, crazy guy. He had been diagnosed with all kinds of mental illness and was in jail for some pretty serious shit. He was one of the people that had pretty much all hope was kind of lost. And he had, Scott told this story about how this guy was looking at a guard and telling him what kind of car he drove, what, you know, how many kids he had, all about his life just based on watching him walk up and down. He said, how you do one thing is how you do all things. And it just got me thinking, if I'm really honest with myself, how I do most things is I wait, which is so weird because I think externally people see me as a jumper. And I think I've even used that language myself. I'm a jumper. I'm someone who innovates, you know. By the time the bandwagons come by, I'm off it. So in some ways, it's not true, but in other ways it is, because how I do things is I procrastinate on making decisions all the time. I procrastinate on getting out of bed. I procrastinate on committing to things. I get too stuck in my head, looking at all the positive outcomes. Am I making the right choice here? Am I making the wrong choice here? And I just get stuck in this analysis paralysis. And that's where I've been this week, and it's just been in my face. I've been looking for an assistant to help me with some stuff, and it's just been so hard because I'm afraid of making the wrong choice. I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. And I've seen this show up in everybody around me lately because it's mirroring what's going on with inside of me. You know, people I know who are sitting on amazing creations and not putting them out in the world due to fear and indecision. Is it the right time? Is it ready? Are they ready? So it all came to a head last night. Lisa rang to check in to see how I was going with the writing because I'd committed to her that I would use Mabel's bath time to write. I want to pitch, thanks to Fiona, who you guys would have heard in an episode recently. I want to pitch a whole bunch of magazines and see if I can get a regular column and write and speak. But I am just afraid. I'm afraid of the rejection. I'm afraid of not being good enough. I'm afraid that people won't get it. I'm afraid they'll think I'm shit. I'm afraid I'm shit. I'm afraid that, you know, everyone has been lying to me and I'm the center of a big universal joke. Anyway, I had this chat, not anyway, because it's big, right? Like, this is big stuff. I don't want to dismiss it. Anyway, talking to Lisa, she was like, dude, this is normal. Like, this is actually something that people who are creating go through. It's a process. And we've all seen that picture, right? Someone actually posted it on my Facebook page last night when I wrote a big post about how I was stuck in fear. And it's that picture of, you know, this is great, this is shit, I am shit, this is awesome, etc., etc. It's like this roller coaster of emotion, right? And I think whenever we're creating something that means something to us, we go on that ride. And so I was in the I am shit part. And you know, part of it for me is that rejection. Is that nobody will think it's good enough. No one will think I'm good enough. So I was trying to stem back last night to, with writing, why I'm feeling this way. And what came up was this memory of me as I think I was in year 11, and I had written this heartfelt story about my granddad, who had had a stroke and completely lost his memory. And it was just horrible. 10 years of heartbreak, because he was just such a wonderful, kind, hilarious man, loving, and to watch him disintegrate before my eyes was devastating. And I wrote this story for a VCE project, like an the end of high school thing, HSC, it's called different things, but in Victoria it was a VCE assignment for English. And my teacher was this quite bitter woman, and I'd never really, I was never really a great student. I wasn't someone who excelled at anything. I just was kind of cruised along, not excelling and not completely failing. And so this particular assignment, I got like a C minus or something, and it just got torn apart. So it was heartbreaking for me. And I have this pattern of this too, right? Because I remember when I was like maybe 11, I thought I was a good singer. And so I sang to a friend of mine and said, "Do you think I'm a good singer?" And she said, "No." And so I didn't sing again. And so I have all these insecurities about singing when I actually love to sing. So I just have to push through this, right? And create, because I love the process of writing. I feel in flow when I'm doing it. And it doesn't have to be brilliant. I just want it to move people. I just want them to understand that they always have choice and that they're okay. Like, my message is really about acceptance, right? Accepting who you are, accepting where you are. And my book is about that. So it doesn't have to be the best written book in the world. It just has to be honest. That's something that Bronnie Ware said to me today. She came over, we're running an event in early March in Byron. And she had said to me, "Carly, it doesn't have to be great. It just has to be honest." And so I did. I took a really big step today, because I've been afraid. I've been hiding this thing away for fear that it's not good enough, that someone who's a better writer than me will look at it and think, "What a fucking idiot. This chick's got no idea." So I made the commitment to Lisa that I would send it to Jo, who's also been on my podcast, Jo Murphy. She has helped me create Ragcasters, and she helps out around Camp Carly. So she had said to me, she had always offered that she would be willing to look at my book and mark it up. But I had been so afraid, because part of me couldn't handle the rejection of feedback. Part of me just wanted it to be really amazing. I think as you hear these stories about people who channel their books and it's, it just kind of comes out and it's amazing. And sometimes I feel like when I'm writing, I'm in that flow state and I am channeling and I'm not overthinking. It's just coming through me. But it doesn't, I don't know. Anyway, while I was at that public speaking course, I realized the power of feedback, because I have been avoiding it for a long time because I did take it personally, because what I create means so much to me, you know? So it is kind of personal. I've always struggled with the blurred lines of making business not personal. I do have a business that isn't personal, but it's taken a long time for me to get there. And you know what? I think part of it lies into some of the areas of work where I've chosen to work. Like voiceover work, the feedback that you get is super personal. Oh, her voice is so annoying. You know, shit like that. Like you get, and it's personal, it's your voice, right? So I think I've had so much of that kind of feedback, I'm afraid of it opening up a can of worms that, you know, that I am shit. But while I was at that public speaking training, I guess what I really got an insight into is to how feedback can be a good thing and not personal. Like, and making sure that when I find someone, it's someone who I can trust, who understands me, who understands my message, who understands what it means to me, and who can not blow smoke up my ass, but tell me honestly what they think. And that's scary as fuck. But at some point, this book has to go out to a wider audience where it is going to be judged, where it is going to be criticized, where some people are going to get it and some people aren't. And I just have to get okay with that. And I think I kind of am. I don't know that I'm giving myself enough credit here, but, you know, I kind of am. Anyway, I'm ready. It's taken me a long time to get to this point, but I'm ready. And I wanted to share this with you because I feel like we all have these things that we want to do or that we've done and we're sitting on. I have so many friends who move from project to project to project without finishing anything because they're afraid. You know, I have so many people denying themselves the opportunity to do something that they love because it doesn't make sense, because they're afraid. And I get it. We're all afraid. We're all afraid. I'm afraid. So, if there is something that you're avoiding, that you know you want to do, I invite you to take a deep breath and a leap of faith right now. For me, that was the really big step of handing my book baby to somebody else to read and constructively criticize for the better of the book. And that's a huge step for me, being that I hate rejection and I'm afraid of criticism. So, what about you? What step can you take? What leap can you make? Because, you know, there's one thing that I've realized, and that is that it is possible to do what you want to do. It is. You know, it's possible for me to write and speak. Fuck, I'm already doing it. You know, I dumped all the gross stuff that I hated, the sales webinars, the fucking sales pages, the funnels, and all that shit. And my business has never been better. So, trust and leap. And that's it. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. search Shop Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlynimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.